G'day everyone, this is B, Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to the fourth installment of my audio reviews for the 2021 Fantasia Film Festival. For this one, I will be reviewing the stop-motion animated film Mad God, which was written and directed by Phil Tippett, and it stars Alex Cox, Nikita Roman, Satish Ratnakonda, Harper Taylor, Bryn Taylor, Hans Brecky, and Tom Gibbons. And the plot summary for this film is as follows, which I am reading off IMDb. A corroded diving bell descends amidst a ruined city, and the assassin emerges from it to explore a labyrinth of bizarre landscapes inhabited by freakish denizens. Now, there is a lot to talk about with the film Mad God. And one of the reasons I was very much interested in checking this out as part of the Fantasia Film Festival this year is that this was written and directed by Phil Tippett. And for those out there who don't know who Phil Tippett is an Academy Award-winning special effects supervisor who has worked on such films such as Jurassic Park, which he won the Oscar for, RoboCop, and also Starship Troopers. And he's also primarily known for his stop motion work. So he's done a lot of stop motion work throughout his career, particularly with films in the 80s and early 90s. And of course, with Jurassic Park, he kind of, even though they didn't use stop motion in that film, they kind of still, he still used the techniques for the, he still did the animal movements for the dinosaurs in that film. And another reason why I was curious to see this film is, besides, you know, Phil Tippett, you know, writing and directing this film, and this was a project that he'd been working on for about 30 years. And I'm not even joking when I said that. Yeah, this is a project that he started working, I believe, in the late 80s, and only had just finished it in probably until recently. So he's been working on this film for over 30 years on and off, and to me, that when I heard about that and how long it took him to make this film, I just knew I had to see it right away, because for me, when a filmmaker takes that much time working on a film, particularly one if it's an animated film, you know you have to see it right away, because this is definitely without a doubt a passion project for Phil Tippett. And interesting enough though, you know, throughout the whole years, he has done shorts here and there, and even did a couple of short films centered around Mad God. Now, I haven't seen those short films myself yet, so I don't know whether, like, the short films that he released, which are about three in total, are just these, this film split up into three volumes, or if they're just kind of, you know, specific scenes that he was probably making that he incorporated into this film, or were they kind of separate stories? I'm not exactly sure. So, but I just knew that he made a couple of short films prior to making this feature during, you know, the past 30 years. And of course, you know, this is actually his second feature-length film that he's directed, the first being the Starship Troopers direct-to-video sequel, Starship Troopers 2, Hero of the Federation. Now, that one, of course, was, you know, live action, so this is animated film. Although, this film does indeed include a couple of scenes of live action, particularly in moments where you actually see some of the actors in the film. So, but that being said, though, it is a primary animated film done entirely in stop motion. And, you know, those are such many reasons why I wanted to see this film. And now, having seen it, I will say this though. The plot summary, which I read before, basically is the first 5 minutes of this film. And after that, I can't honestly tell you what the heck this film is even about. Because this is definitely, without a doubt, a plotless film. And, but that being said though, that's what made me very captivated by it. But also at the same time though, the animation that Phil Tippett does throughout this whole film is just absolutely spellbinding. But one thing that I really took away from this film is, at the end of the day, even though it is a very plotless film, this film felt like a living, breathing nightmare from beginning to end. There are a lot of images and scenes that Phil Tippett creates throughout this whole film are just absolutely mind-blowing and nightmarish in how he approached them. In a way, this film could almost be like a metaphor in, like, as a descent into hell. This is what this film kind of felt like. Like, the landscape in which this story takes place in just feels like this, the whole film is set in hell, and all the sort of the nightmarish, horrible things that we could imagine you would see in hell are depicted in this film. But in done in a way that's very unique, and that we have, and even showing us things we have never, ever seen before. And I'll tell you one thing, this is a film that definitely is not made for children. So there's a lot of dark stuff in it, and, you know, moments and scenes and images that are so, like I said, very, very quite disturbing and also very dark in how Tippett approaches them, that, yeah, I think your kids will have nightmares if you show them this film. But as an animated film, it's just a great little achievement. Like, and it's just so well animated. The designs of the landscapes which this film is set, and also the creature and designs, are so interesting and unique and original. And I just was enthralled by this film from beginning to end. Like, once it started, I was pretty much hooked, because this is definitely more of a visual experience more than anything. That if there is any knock against the film I can give, is that it is, like I said before, it has basically no plot whatsoever. So I can definitely see some people kind of getting a little bored after a while, since there's no real story or characters for us as an audience to latch onto. But that being said, though, it didn't bother me too much, because I was able to latch on to the vision that Phil Tippett brought to this film. And this is completely an unadulterated, unfiltered approach from Phil Tippett. And I don't know what on earth Phil Tippett was going through at the time he made this film over the past 30 years, and why, you know, what was the kind of the main reasons he wanted to do this film. I mean, I've read interviews and stuff like that, but even then, though, just watching this film, like, it is such a very dark animated film that really kind of it feels like a nightmare brought to life. And like, it's someone going into your dreams and like showing visually what your nightmares would be like, and just projecting them in the form of a stop motion animated film. And this film just did that so well. And from beginning to end, I was just captivated by the visuals, the animation, and just seeing where this story goes. Even though, yeah, I mean, there is no plot, but I was still interested nonetheless to see how, like, what Tippett is going to do here, at least in terms of like what he's going to show us on a visual level. And I guess this is a film that's definitely more style over substance, but I think there is substance in this film, and it is there within the sort of the visual look, and also kind of how there's a lot of sort of scenes that I feel like are definitely symbolic or metaphorical in terms of like of what's been happening in our world over the past 30 years. And, you know, but it's definitely an interesting film that I think that is going to be an interesting one to talk about and revisit at some point. I'm definitely interested to check it out again at some point, because it is, again, such a unique film that I definitely think that everyone needs to check out, especially if you're an animation fan, because to me, this is one of the most unique animated films I've seen in quite a long time. I can't even think of another animated film that's out there at the moment, whether it's recent or in the past couple of decades, that is anything like this. This is such a unique film that needs to be seen. Like I said, it's not perfect. Like I said, it doesn't have a plot, and I feel like if it actually did, I feel like it probably would have been a bit better. And also, I will admit, some of the live action elements that Phil Tippett brings to the film, particularly at using actual actors to be in this film in certain scenes, does take it out a little bit, because I kind of feel like they would have worked better if the characters themselves were animated. But overall, it didn't ruin the experience for me at all. This is such a unique, interesting little animated film that, like I said, is a nightmarish experience from beginning to end. And I definitely recommend everyone to check it out. And if I had to give my rating for Mad God, I give it a solid 3.5. Like I said, it's not perfect and it is very plotless, but I will say this, as a visual experience, it's one that you're definitely not going to forget anytime soon. But yep, that's my review of Mad God, which was playing as part of the 2021 Fantasia Film Festival. Apologies for this review being a little bit late. So I've been sort of caught up with a few things over the past few weeks as the film festival is on. But if the film does when the film does eventually get released, whether it be through by official means or via a film festival, definitely seek it out. It's worth a watch for sure. So yeah, that's my audio review on Mad God. I hope you all enjoyed it. And I'll see you all next time for my fifth and final review. So stay tuned for that one. See everybody. Bye.